2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 67 degrees.
Good speeds on all of our I-15 stretch. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The June heat wave.
The extreme temperatures come back this week, meaning the already dry conditions will get worse.
And red flag warnings are back to remind people to do all they can to prevent more human-caused wildfires. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage, the June heat wave. Mary?
Amanda, most of the wildfires this year have been started by people. Part of that red flag warning says be careful with campfires, target shooting, and dragging trailer chains. They can spark a fire, and then that fire grows. Heavy equipment started the East Canyon fire, but there's good news today on that one. It's now out after 3 weeks. A small plane crash started the Morgan Canyon fire southwest of Grantsville. We expect to learn more about that plane crash today. There were several new fire starts on Sunday around the state, and the largest wildfire right now is the Flat Fire in Iron County, burning 14,000 acres since it began on Friday. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Farmers in Utah have had to abandon crops because of a lack of irrigation water. But are we in danger of running out of water for homes? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues our team coverage, the June heat wave, saying state water watchers say we should have enough culinary water, but conservation is crucial.
State water resource officials say Deer Creek Reservoir is just over 73% and Jordanelle is just under 73%. And officials with the Weber Basin Conservancy District say they have enough to fill 2 years' worth of their needs. However, there are smaller irrigation systems that rely solely on surface water and what's in their rivers from the snowpack, and those services would be more likely to run out.
Authorities say the Weber Basin District has already limited the agricultural water supply by 20%.
Three people, including two fathers, drown on two Utah reservoirs over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
A 72-year-old father and his 58-year-old wife from Chandler, Arizona, were found unconscious before noon on Sunday at Deer Creek Reservoir. The two were boating with their adult children. The father went in the water, struggled. Then the mother entered. Witnesses say both went under. One of the children was in the water. Neither children were hurt. Good Samaritan boaters helped bring the victims to shore.
Wasatch County officials report neither were wearing a life vest.
An attempted kidnapping leads to a car chase, gunshots, and sheared-off power pole. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly details how this unfolded in the 24-hour news center. Heather?
Well, Tim, it all started at a car wash on 2100 South, where Salt Lake police say a man tried to grab his ex-girlfriend. Lieutenant Steve Wooldridge says she was able to jump into a friend's pickup truck and they took off.
The suspect pursued her, fired shots, gunshots, at the pickup truck, which resulted into the pickup truck making contact with another motorist, and they both crashed.
Wolter says one of the vehicles sheared off a power pole on Redwood Road, leaving dozens of people without electricity for several hours. Police say they know who the suspect is, but he's still at large. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. As parts of the country get back to normal, there are still some COVID hotspots where vaccination rates are low.
Parts of the country are returning to pre-pandemic activities. The Foo Fighters playing a sold-out concert at New York's Madison Square Garden Sunday. No social distancing, no masks. Part of the admission, proof of vaccination. And in L.A., the Galaxy professional soccer team playing in front of a packed house, 23,000 fans for the first time in a year. A stark difference to parts of the country under-vaccinated. Frontline workers say COVID is attacking those who aren't getting the shot.
ABC's Ike Ajachi reporting from Washington.
Tropical storm Claudette is causing a lot of problems as it moves up the eastern half of the country. 13 people were killed in Alabama during multiple crashes during heavy rain. Then as the storm reached the Chicago area, it formed a tornado.
Mother Nature, what did I do? Lord have mercy.
What did I do? This man rode out the storm under an ATM awning, of all things.
It's the weather now with Grant Wayman. There is an attempt this morning to break a weather record that has nothing to do with temperatures. Grant Wayman is taking part in an attempt to have live weather updates from all 50 states.
I'm going to be down by Utah Lake talking about the weather in Salt Lake City and talking about recreation and what our summer's looking like. This is all part of a new record that Al Roker is trying to set with the Guinness Book of World Records and his Rokerthon.
We'll check in with Grant tomorrow to see if they broke that record. He says we're looking at another very hot week with a couple of 100-degree days.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.